After a great deal of discussion and public comment, the board okayed asking residents again for a 28-cent tax increase to bolster the district operating budget and to greenlight a slate of capital projects. But this time the district will not seek funding for turf fields. School board member Ralph Ackerman initially suggested a separate referendum question for a pilot turf field at just one school, but Brandywine Superintendent Mark Holodick expressed concern that any inclusion of the most contentious part of last month's failed referendum would alienate voters. He noticed the loudest complaints he received in the wake of that loss were about the turf fields, even though it made up a very small percentage of the ask.
That topic dominated the conversation at the small and large community meetings that we've held. And so my concern is that we're at a point now with this second request that directly impacts in the employment of many school personnel.
School board president John Scrobot didn't think including a pilot turf field project would hurt, but added he didn't want to risk losing again because of it.
It's important that we can continue to provide for the children in this school district and everything that we give them. The extracurriculars for the JV, the strings, the arts, and the interventionists that we have in the schools.
Holodick says if this referendum fails, the district faces making $8 million in cuts. That would translate into the loss of teachers, administrators, specialists, and more. The board will take a closer look at what those cuts will mean at its regular meeting later this month. Megan Polly, Delaware Public Media.